It's ACR 158, and the assembly member, the author, is here. So please join us at the table, and be more than happy to hear the bill. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, and thank you for making time.
Sure. It's kind of an outlier, Chris. You're kind of an outlier.
I'm an outlier. Okay.
You did all the homework, so we're good.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I'm pleased to be here to present ACR 158. Assembly Concurrent Resolution 158 encourages the Academic Senates of the California Public Universities to expedite their current efforts to streamline the transfer process for all general education credits. Originally, I wanted to run this idea as a bill. However, we found out that the academic senates are currently working on these efforts. Therefore, we chose to do this as a resolution in hopes of seeing improvements in the area of transfers across sister campuses. Depending on its progress, we may need to come back and do a legislation to address this issue affecting our undergraduate students. As a proud alumni of CSU San Diego, I believe that streamlining the transfer process is essential for students to be able to transfer from one CSU to another or from one UC to another campus. Despite prior efforts, many students are unduly burdened when trying to transfer their college credits. When credits do not transfer, it takes students longer to graduate and costs California taxpayers more money as they subsidize the cost of students incur when forced to retake classes as a result of transferring. Currently, the community colleges hold most of the articulation transfer agreements, and therefore students need to go to a community college in order to efficiently transfer credits. ACR 158 encourages the academic senates to adopt common course numbering in order to improve articulation across UC and CSU campuses. This resolution also suggests that all general education credits should transfer between and across all California post-secondary universities with special attention given to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics classes. We have heard concerns that this resolution does not affect a large number of students, but I believe that no matter the number, students should be given the opportunity to transfer across campuses and receive credit for general education classes already taken at a sister campus. I have with me Michaela Ron and her son Max, whose personal experience brought this issue to our attention. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. We're going to pause and take the roll and establish a quorum.
Lou?
Here.
Block?
Here.
Hancock? Huff? Leyva?
Here.
Mendoza?
Here.
Wani?
Here.
Pan?
Here.
Vidak?
Okay, we have a quorum. In support of the bill, please. Testimony in support of the bill?
Sure. Hello, and thank you, Chair and Committee, for listening. My name is Max Ron. I live in Sierra Madre, and I received my high school diploma at Pasadena High School. I was accepted to San Jose State University in biomedical engineering, where I started in fall 2013. My first year, I enrolled in all core classes, including receiving an A in calculus. My freshman year was very successful, but decided I wanted a different major. I returned to San Jose my fall semester, and after some research, I realized the music technology and engineering program at Cal State Dominguez Hills University was exactly what I wanted. My mom and I went to meet with a Cal State Dominguez Hills counselor. She examined all the academic core general education classes I had taken and were enrolled in and stated factually, "You are doing well in school, but we only have three articulation agreements in place with San Jose. You need to take everything over." My mom and I were shocked. Even my calculus would not directly transfer from one Cal State to the next. How can calculus need an articulation agreement between Cal States? It turns out the only way to transfer all or most of your general education is to transfer from your Cal State to a community college to then transfer to a different Cal State. The articulation agreements exist between community colleges and Cal States or UCs. You can't easily transfer from a UC to a UC either. Same problem. I was depressed. I went back to San Jose to finish up my fall 2014 coursework and then moved back home to go to Citrus Community College so that all my general education would transfer from San Jose to Citrus to Dominguez Hills. I have now been at Citrus for a year and a half trying to transfer to Cal State Dominguez Hills. There are many rules about not transferring until you have the exact amount of credits in the right categories. When I tried to transfer after being at Citrus one semester, they denied my application and said apply in 1 year. In order to ensure I made all the right course choices that articulate from Citrus to Cal State Dominguez Hills, we met with counselors on 3 separate occasions. The last time was in January after I had applied for transfer and was registering for my final classes. We wanted to be sure there were no surprises. The Citrus counselor certified I had met the requirements for admission. This counselor even picked up the phone and talked to a Cal State Dominguez Hills counselor articulation agreement officer who was looking at my application and agreed I would be admitted and all my coursework is in place. After this long journey of trying to get my major at Dominguez Hills, I was finally admitted for acceptance in fall 2016. My mom and I attended the open house, so excited. The very next week, I receive a call from Cal State Dominguez Hills articulation officers saying they were not going to accept my English class from San Jose State. My admission was denied. I would need to take another class at Citrus this summer to meet the requirements. However, Citrus summer classes didn't end until after the CSUDH deadline. I was devastated. Worse, I would have to wait an entire year to reapply. Here I am working so hard to complete the right classes, get good grades, meet with counselors, and I am completely losing to the bureaucracy. I felt defeated. We wrote an appeal letter that I am giving you today. There was lots of backup support from San Jose and Citrus. I was readmitted on June 2nd. However, I must still take this class at Cal State Dominguez Hills, a core class I took at San Jose. And why? Because the articulation agreement for that English class was not put in place in the fall semester I took it, but it was approved for the spring semester after. Same class, bad timing. I feel blessed to be going in the fall, but the whole ordeal has made me feel disheartened about the Cal State system. I am the type of student you want to reward and encourage, but I have felt none of that. Please make the Cal State system and UC system get their articulation agreements in place so more students continue their education, more graduate, and more thrive in their careers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and Committee, for letting us testify in front of you. I think I rarely talk about my credentials and my work, but in this case, I feel it important to set the stage. I have a master's in political science, a master's in education administration, a PhD in educational policy from UC Berkeley. Go Bears. I have spent my entire life researching education issues locally.
Introduce yourself first.
I'm Dr. Michaela Ron. Sorry, I'm his mom. That's yes. The most important thing here. I have been on a part of research teams studying education systems, accountability systems, small learning communities, tech prep, community schools. You name it, I've studied it. In the evaluation firm I manage for the past 20 years, we're currently the statewide evaluators for the California Mathematics Science Partnership, serving 955 school districts. Strangely, my company conducts the evaluation for Gear Up, which at Cal State Dominguez Hills, trying to assist students to complete high school requirements to get students into college, stay in college, and graduate from college. My degrees, knowledge, and maybe connections has been useless in this situation, except maybe today. I am someone who knows the K to post-secondary systems and am a strong advocate for my son. And I still felt like a number, like, well, this is the way it is, ma'am, and that the bureaucracy got the best of us. I have never seen anything like this, but I'm very glad we uncovered it. There are many research studies we ignore, but in this case, we don't need a research study. It just has to change. Every person who has heard this story's reaction has been the same. What? You can't transfer directly from Cal State to Cal State or UC to UC? And the answer is no. And just so you don't think this is a Cal State, San Jose, and Dominguez Hills problem, I did the research. I had the counselors pull down other Cal States, UC, and show me how many articulation agreements exist. Very few. I looked at pages and pages. Now, you're probably asking yourself, why is it this way? It's very simple. There is no incentive for the institutions to spend time creating these agreements. You don't want a good student like my son transferring out. The institution wants to keep the student happy or not because his potential to help their retention and graduation rates is great. The community colleges are measured on successful transfer to Cal State and UC. The Cal States are not measured on successful transfer to another Cal State or UC. So therein lies the problem. There's not a built-in incentive to help these students retain in the system, but instead in the school, and we need to change that. What Max has been experiencing is outrageous. He's doing all the right things, meeting with all the right people, and still penalized. And like Max says, we're glad the decision was reversed on the appeal, but he does have to repeat the class, which costs money, and basically says to San Jose, we don't trust your quality, or we just didn't have our paperwork in place. Let me get to the more important issue here, which is why Max and I flew here today. It's about the thousands, maybe 10,000s, maybe hundreds of thousands of students that this also happened to who are mostly low income and underrepresented. Most likely they did not have a mother that said, we will game this and go to the community college system where the agreements are in place. Nor did they have an advocate who went to every counseling appointment knowing the system and explaining what we needed to do next. If we are wondering why our college graduation rates are so low, well, I really believe before you is one big factor. I bet limited articulation agreements between Cal State to Cal State and UC to UC is causing students to drop out, not graduate, or burden them with huge unnecessary debt. What if a student went away to college and then couldn't afford it and wanted to get back to their local Cal State? It's just not possible or easy right now. You can change this, and I promise it will affect our college completion rates in California. Aren't we one Cal State system, one University of California system? Well, I think it's time to act like it. The students deserve it, they're paying for it, and they need your support. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. I would apologize for the CSUs. They're not here, are they? The CSUs are not here? No. Okay. questions from members? Comments? Senator Leyva, Senator Pan?
Just a comment. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for flying up and being here today. Assemblymember Holden, thank you for bringing this forward. It is outrageous. It is appalling. And I think of when my own girls were in college, and not a lot of kids do have an advocate. Yeah. And I like to think I'm smarter than the average bear, and you are clearly smarter. And we're not able to get through the system. And I totally agree with you that this will affect the graduation rates. It should not be this hard. And I'm sorry, sir. You will... The good thing is maybe you're getting your troubling times out of the way early in life, and maybe it'll be a little more smooth sailing once you get your degree. Who knows? But happy to support and happy to do more in the future, Assemblymember Holden, if you want to work on something together.
Hang on, Mr. Pan. I forgot. Opposition.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Is there opposition to the bill? No opposition. Okay. I'm sorry. Dr. Pan?
Thank you. And as a former member of the UC Faculty Academic Senate, I sympathize with you. Actually, just to clarify, so when you started, I'm going to keep all the campuses straight, so as you started your journey into higher education, how many years are you in now?
I spent a year and a half at San Jose and then decided I was going to change majors, right. And I spent another year and a half at Citrus, and each semester at Citrus I tried transferring, and every time tried appealing, and it didn't work out until the last time, and then I still got turned down even after they accepted me, after a re-review of my credits.
And how many years do you expect you'll need to spend at your current campus to finish your desired major?
It should not be, I would say two. And if not, but, you know, it's a complicated major,
sure.
And I've gone through so many different issues that I mean, maybe three. So.
Okay, right. So, and it sounds like you're pretty well on course if, for example, the desired major or desired courses were available on the original campus probably to complete in 4 years. But instead, now we've extended your journey, which we've talked about here, certainly in this policy committee, about, you know, we've talked about we need more slots, we need to get people through faster. All these other issues that certainly here we have someone who's demonstrated the ability, but yet because of our rules is having to extend her journey I'm sure that each of your campuses really were happy that you were there, but I mean, in terms of for yourself and also for the capacity of our whole system, this was certainly not something that was a very efficient use of our or your time and resources. I guess the other question, Senator Holden, I want to thank you so much for bringing this up. Have you had any conversations with CSU or with the faculty senate over at there? I mean, have they given you any response? I mean, I know they're not here, but
sure.
This resolution, or like shrug their shoulders, or like, yeah, we're going to work on this? Or?
Well, no, I think, thank you for the question. We had engaged them early on. They did indicate that this was something that they were working on. We initially were proposing a bill. And they gave us an indication that this was a, I won't say a priority, but this was something that was in front of them and they were going to pursue. And so as a result of that, that's why we're here with a resolution as opposed to a bill, because we're sort of appreciating that this is something that they understand and certainly have heard from us that is a priority. And but we are being vigilant, and we wanted to do something to say that this legislature is hearing the Rons and others who are still grappling with the inefficiency of the system. And so we're hopeful that they're going to do what they said they were going to do. But if they don't, this is at least an indication that we're watching. And if they don't, then we'll come back a little bit more aggressive next year.
Thank you. And Madam Chair, I don't know what the appropriate procedure is for this. I know but if there's some way, perhaps the Education Committee staff could request an updated report from CSU and maybe even from UC on this issue at the beginning of next session. I know all the leadership and everything changes around, but if there's a way we can do that, sure. I would really appreciate that.
All right. Good suggestion. Senator Block.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Assemblymember Holden. This is an important resolution that I will, of course, support. It just makes sense. But to lend some history to this, why this inexplicable policy exists, the explanation really goes back to the history of the CSU, and I'm sure the UC the same. I mean, what you had in the early 60s are independent campuses, each university, a universe of its own, and they set their own policies, their own admission standards. The faculty determine what courses are transferable and what courses are not transferable. And when the system came together, the individual universities retained some sense of autonomy, especially the individual faculties. So it's up to the faculties to decide if they're going to accept certain courses. So the UC Davis Med Center may or may not accept a course from a med center down in Southern California that and that independence is what has caused the problem. Now, the question then is, do we think it's best for them to change and to have one system-wide so that Dominguez Hills has the same standards as San Diego State, or that Berkeley has the same standards as Merced? Some say yes, some say no. I think your resolution will go a long way toward pushing the system to really closely examine this and have the faculties decide. But there are those who think that maybe Berkeley and UCLA should have different standards than Riverside. That's the issue. So I'll be supporting this, absolutely. But it is a more complex issue than it appears at first blush.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Assemblymember Holden, for bringing this forward. And thank you for sharing your story. I really appreciate that. And I share the same concerns as everybody else has mentioned. And I did wonder why it wasn't a bill, obviously. And I'm glad you clarified that. And I'm not sure when this process started as far as, you know, for them to begin to pretty much talk to each other and create some sort of unanimity as far as what could be transferable. I mean, I'm not sure when this started, but, you know, it seems like it's been a while or it should have been taken care of a long time ago. And I just I am disappointed that it hasn't been done yet. And I could feel the frustration not only from the student that's here, but I'm sure other students that don't know how to put their hands around what the problem is. So I don't know where we go from here, but I do think that as we move forward, I do hope that we're able to work on something more concrete than a resolution, because I think we're at the point where I don't, historic or not, or when whatever, and I appreciate the perspective from Mr. Senator Block where, you know, how it got started or how it came about, but it doesn't make it right. I just think it's time that we need to you know, if they haven't done it themselves, and it's time for us to push them and do the right thing. So I think we should work on that sooner rather than later.
Yes, sir.
So thank you.
Thank you. No other comment or questions? I when I originally saw this yesterday, I said, what? I said, you want to bring this in front of us? But after hearing the story, maybe it is a larger problem that we just have not acknowledged. And I do appreciate Dr. Pan's suggestion that maybe we ought to look into this more carefully and to see what happened. I don't know whether or not to congratulate you and wish you well at Dominguez Hills, but even, you know, I mean, why repeat a class when you've already taken it? I mean, we've tried to really streamline those issues here in the legislature, but I agree with Senator Block. It is a history. The academic senates are very powerful, and they do protect themselves, so to speak, but it creates havoc among the consumers who are trying to articulate and get through the system. So with that, I will entertain a motion. Okay, the motion's been moved. It goes to appropriations, right?
Correct.
So
it's item one.
Item one.
ACR 158, and the motion is be adopted to appropriations.
Okay.
Lou.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Hancock. Huff. Leyba.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Vida.
Aye.
You're gonna wake us all up.
That's so.
Okay, at 7-0, the bill has sufficient numbers to pass out, and you have a closing comment.
Just a brief comment. One, I thank you for your support, and I just wanted to say too that every now and then it's really important, and in this particular instance, to let the academic senate know that they're not as powerful as the people, or as the senate of the California state legislature. So we look forward to collaborating and making sure that this issue gets addressed.
Got to be careful about overreach, but that's all right. something that makes sense. You know, just common sense should happen, and we are all speaking about more people graduating because we need a workforce that is responsive to the future needs of California sooner than later, and so. We need to move forward on these issues. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your leadership.
Before I close the roll, Senator Huff, would you like to add on, or okay? Would you call the absent member?
Huff.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Best meeting I've had. 8-0. Bill is out. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.